He came into a magic crystal air and found a life that lived not by the flesh, a light that made visible immaterial things, a fine degree in wonder's hierarchy. The kingdom of subtle matter's fairy craft, outlined against the sky of vivid hues, leaping out of a splendid trance and haze, the wizard revelations of its front. Brilliant roof, a lower descending plane, intersecting the free moon of heaven's air, admits small inrushing of a mighty breath, or fragrant circuit through gold lattices, and bright dews drip from the immortal sky. homes of the young divinity of power, an early play of the eternal child, the embodiment of his outwinging thought, live in a bright, everlasting wonder still, and lulled by whispers of that lucid air, take dream to rest like birds on timeless trees before they dive to float on earth time's sea. This wonder world, with all its radiant boon of vision and inviolated happiness, only for expression cares and perfect form. It lends beauty to the terror of the gulf, and fascinating eyes to perilous God, invests with grace the demon and the snake. Heaven of creative truth above, a cosmos of harmonious dreams between, a chaos of dissolving form below, it plunges lost in our inconsciousness. To be out of its fall, our denser matter came.
Sambhavati Vishwam.
this man must have the orchid and the rose. From her blind and willing substance must emerge a beauty that belongs to happier spheres. An agent light, it is coiled in our folded heart. On these celestial levels is its home. Descending, it can bring those heavens here.
Thank you.
that man for the bright finality of its line, a blue horizon limited the soul. In its boundaries, lingered satisfied. The beautiful body of a soul at ease, like one who laughs in sweet and sunlit gold, shines like he swung in her gold cradle of joy.